FNC's Carlson, media working to convince Americans the BLM dystopia is real to get votes for Biden. By Jeff Poor on September 24, 2020. Wednesday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson slammed the media for its reaction to the Breonna Taylor grand jury findings. He argued their motivations were not honest but instead an effort to win over voters for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden for November 3. Transcript as follows. Carlson, the chaos you were watching, the promise of potential violence tonight. All began with a tragedy that took place 6 months ago. In March, three Louisville police officers served a search warrant at the apartment of a woman called Breonna Taylor. They knocked outside, they announced they were from the police department, and then they entered the apartment. Once they did, a man called Kenneth Walker opened fire on them. Walker was Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. He was also supposedly a drug dealer. That's one of the reasons the police were there. Walker admits that he fired first and that he shot a police officer. In response, the cops fired back. By the time Kenneth Walker surrendered, Breonna Taylor, who was in another room in the apartment, had been fatally wounded. Those are the facts of the case. It's a very sad story. Nobody disputes that. Awful things sometimes happen, despite the best efforts of everyone involved to prevent them from happening. That's the truth. But the truth was not enough for BLM. BLM seeks political power. It's a political organization. In order to get that power, they need to keep America angry and divided. Americans divided against each other. So BLM lied about how Breonna Taylor died. BLM activists claim that Louisville police broke into Taylor's apartment without warning. They claimed cops used a so-called no-knock warrant to surprise Taylor while she was sleeping and then they shot her. They described her killing as a murder. Yet, another horrifying example of systemic racist violence against African Americans by the police. That's what they said. It was a lie. But because BLM said it, virtually no one challenged their version of it and many responded to that version. This summer, Louisville City Council unanimously passed something called Breonna's Law. It bans no-knock raids. In Washington, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul introduced the so-called Justice for Breonna Taylor Act that would ban federal no-knock warrants. All of those responses were based on a story that at its most basic level was not true. This summer, a tenant in Breonna Taylor's apartment complex told the New York Times he heard police officers shout police and then knock three times before they entered her apartment. That was all but ignored. Today, the Attorney General of Kentucky Daniel Cameron confirmed that it's true. There is, he said, uncontested evidence from an independent citizen witness that despite what BLM has claimed for half a year, police were not in fact executing a no-knock warrant on Breonna Taylor's apartment. Watch. Begin video clip. Daniel Cameron, Kentucky State Attorney General. Evidence shows that officers both knocked and announced their presence at the apartment. The officers' statements about their announcement are corroborated by an independent witness who was near in a proximity to apartment 4. In other words, the warrant was not served as a no-knock warrant. End video clip. Carlson, so there you have it. The facts of the case, and we've seen this before, are not what we were told they were because real life is always more complicated than political propaganda. There is no evidence of any kind that Breonna Taylor was murdered because she was black. That is a lie. It's a lie designed to divide the country and make the people telling it more powerful. Instead, it seems clear that Taylor was shot accidentally because her boyfriend opened fire on the police in a dark apartment and he may have done that accidentally. Yet, in the end, the facts of the case didn't matter. BLM's version had marinated unchallenged for 6 months. The mob had assembled in Louisville abetted by a reckless media and paid by someone. As the grand jury prepared its decision, Louisville girded for what they knew what was coming. So authorities declared a state of emergency. Police blocked roads. Businesses nailed plywood over their windows. Even the local children's hospital boarded up its entrance. The doctors and nurses inside knew they were not safe from the mob. Today, the grand jury finally announced his decision. Here it is: one officer, a man called Brett Hankison, has been indicted. Indicted on three counts of wanton endangerment. Hankison was not charged with shooting and killing Breonna Taylor. Instead, the grand jury found that by firing 10 rounds, Hankison may have acted recklessly. Keep in mind, Hankison only fired his gun after one of his partners had been shot by Kenneth Walker. So should Hankison not have returned fire? How many rounds is a cop allowed to discharge once someone starts shooting at him? No one answered those questions. And in fact, it's hard to believe we'd be having conversations this absurd, much less discussing Officer Hankison's indictment if Biden voters weren't in the streets, making threats and demanding it. In other words, the mob is now in charge of our justice system? They're clearly having an influence on it in Louisville and other cities. We've given you examples before. What kind of country is that? But the mob wants more. One indictment and yet another fake hate crime isn't enough. They want blood. Watch. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, all y'all get ready to, bleep, die. End video clip. Carlson, get ready to die, he says to the cop. Who says that? A terrorist says that, get ready to die. But it's not just police officers who have been targeted by the mob, it's the entire city of Louisville. Watch. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, ain't nobody going nowhere today. End video clip. Carlson, in Louisville, authorities have acted more decisively tonight than authorities in many other cities have responded this summer. They've called in the National Guard. Local police have also moved in apparently in force. But the mob is still destroying businesses and private property. There are too many for police to contain. Watch this. Begin video clip. Group, no justice, no peace. Bleep, these racist ass police. End video clip. Carlson, so this is how America works now. You don't like a grand jury decision, so you break things and you hurt people and you steal what isn't yours. That's how we function now? But no country can function for long under that standard, things will fall apart. And that, of course, is the point of the riots. They have got nothing to do with Breonna Taylor, most of these thugs are nothing about her. Quiz them. The point, by contrast, is to break America. To overthrow our system, to replace it with something else with other people in charge. That's what this is about. It's a coordinated effort and it's a well-funded effort. Watch the mob unload a U-Haul, full of sign shields and other riot supplies today. Video clip plays. Carlson, so the obvious question is, who is paying for all of this? Who is organizing it? Is organized and it's expensive. And someone is doing that? We have some leads tonight into who rented the U-Haul truck you just saw. And as we find more, we'll bring it to you, of course. But the broad outlines are already clear and have been for a while. The most privileged people in our society are funding our society's destruction. Just this afternoon, as the riots raged, the blow-dried revolutionaries at Cosmopolitan magazine in New York Cosmo tweeted instructions on how to help the rioters. Quote, the Louisville Community Bail Fund is using donations to bail out protesters and provide post-release support to get them from jail fed into a situation of safety. Donate now. Donate now. That's the command from the Hearst Corporation. That's the company that owns Cosmopolitan. Hearst is not a small player in publishing. Hearst made more than $11 billion last year. So billionaires are pushing riots. Okay. We've seen a lot of that recently. Why are they doing this? Well, the same reason, Kamala Harris solicited donations to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which has paid bail for attempted cop killers and convicted rapists. The same reason several Joe Biden for President staffers did the same thing. The same reason George Soros funds radical DAs who encourage more crime and allow people to get murdered. Why are they doing this? Because they want to destabilize the country and by doing that, create a diversion. The more people are angry at each other, the more enraged they are at cops making 50 grand a year who effectively have no power. The less focused the country is on the misdeeds of Silicon Valley and Wall Street, so that's why they're paying for it. And the media? Well, they bow to their corporate masters and they play along as they always do. Just this afternoon, the Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron said he opposes mob violence. You would expect, of course, an attorney general to oppose mob violence. The whole point of law enforcement is to oppose mob violence. So to the people who care about America, it wasn't a controversial statement. Here's what he said. Begin video clip. Cameron, if we simply act on emotion or outrage, there is no justice. Mob justice is not justice. Justice sought by violence is not justice. End video clip. Carlson, mob justice is not justice. That used to be the most obvious possible observation, particularly coming from someone in the South, which for a long time had a problem with mob justice. You probably thought we all agreed that was bad. You probably heard the Attorney General of Kentucky say that and think, that sounds sensible to me. But over at CNN, they were enraged. CNN knows that mob justice isn't just worth having. In fact, it's the substance of the Democratic platform in 2020. So they attacked him for saying it. Watch this. Begin video clip. Brianna Kyler, CNN anchor, I question the judgment of the Kentucky Attorney General saying, quote, mob justice is not justice. He said it becomes revenge. That were the mob, and the president having said that, if Joe Biden wins, the mob wins. That's what he says. We know this is very politically loaded language. End video clip. Carlson, look at yourself in the mirror, CNN anchor. What are you doing? You know what you're doing? You're encouraging violence. Criticizing violence is, quote, very politically loaded language. She is scolding us. Really? That's what they're saying. You will hear CNN anchors lecture Kentucky's Attorney General for calling out rioters for destroying businesses. But you only hear them say a word about what aired on MSNBC today. We were watching. Here it is. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, your death is irrelevant to the law in the state of Kentucky. Your death doesn't matter. Your life doesn't matter. This was a Black Lives Don't Matter ruling. Nicole Wallace, MSNBC host, if you're not safe in your house, and you're not safe on the streets, WTF, I mean, where do we go from here? Jason Johnson, journalism and politics professor, Morgan State University, yes. You're not safe anywhere because I can't go anywhere, Nicole. If I go jogging, I can end up like Ahmaud Arbery. You can't go anywhere if you're Black. End video clip. Carlson, it's all such a lie. It's a lie. It's a demonstrable lie. The statistics don't back it up. The experience of your life, no matter what color you are, doesn't back it up. And the fact that hundreds of thousands of people every year move here who are Black to the United States is living refutation of what they just said. Nothing about that is true, and they know it's not true. The guy who said it had a PhD. You can't go anywhere if you're Black. Yes. He says from a TV studio. But that's the unified message of the American media. Again, they know it's not true. They know that Taylor didn't die in a no-knock police raid. Her death is sad. It's a tragedy. But it wasn't an act of racism. There's no evidence for that. And if there was, we would admit it, but they don't care. All they care about is getting enough people to believe that this dystopia that they describe is real. Why? It's an election year. If enough property burns, if enough public streets are impassable, in the end, people may decide I'll vote for Joe Biden to make it stop. But what then? If Joe Biden wins on November 3rd, billion-dollar corporations like Hearst will be fine. The billionaires paying for all this, stocking the U-Haul with riot supplies will be fine. But where will you be? You'll be on your own. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.